Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Spin, the highly anticipated thriller from number one New York Times bestselling author Patricia Cornwell, the second book in her Captain Chase series, the first the runaway international bestseller Quantum. Spin is now out, available wherever books are sold. Captain Callie Chase races against time to thwart a plot that leaves the fate of humanity hanging in the balance. Patricia is one of the top best-selling authors of all time, over 120 million books sold in over 100 countries, including her Dr. K. Scarpetti series, an international phenomenon, launching the boom of forensic crime television, movies, and books. Her novels and iconic characters known worldwide, winner of numerous awards. Patricia Cornwell, author of the heart-pounding thriller Spin, joining us on This Week in America. Patricia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
An exciting time for you and for us as readers looking forward for months for Spin to come out. Now, in Spin, you've got a change of worlds, genres for you. You went on an extensive research journey, including unprecedented access to top secret government facilities. What was this research like for you in writing Spin?
Well, if you're gonna investigate space, you have to go to these top secret facilities because space is secured and basically explored by NASA and now Space Force, which is the militarized version, basically, of space exploration. These people are going to be the guardians of our universe because everything that happens above the surface of this planet impacts every single one of us in ways that are phenomenal if you really start knowing the details of what goes on, not even just hundreds of miles above this planet, but thousands of miles above this planet. So, you know, the Secret Service, for example, you wonder, what have they got to do with space? Well, they've got a lot to do with everything because one of the big parts of what they do is cyber investigations. We have a whole new breed of investigator that the military actually came up with this term, not me, cyber ninjas. And these are the people, when you think of the hacking that's happened in this country right now, that we almost forget about because of everything else going on. There are so many invisible enemies, and we have to have people that know how to ghost hunt, so as you might say, like Ghostbusters almost, with their spectrum analyzers and other things they use to track down rogue signals that might tell us somebody's got a surveillance device on them or there's a cell phone in a room where there shouldn't be one. So it was amazing to me. The forensic world opened up a universe of things I'd never imagined, but this recent research has done the same, and I think people are going to have a lot of fun going along for the ride. I take you up in a rocket, and you'll be flying a space plane up there by the end of the book.
Well, you know, they said you missed your calling. You should have been an astronaut. I mean, you're there with Peggy Whitson, the, you know, record-setting astronaut. You had real. Well, in fact, you said it was like an. You said it was like an endless candy store. This was fun, wasn't it?
You know, it actually was nerve-wracking, a lot of it. And no, I don't know that I would myself make a great astronaut. I think I'm a better writer. I think I should stick with my day job. I do a little bit enough of everything just so I can describe it for you so you can feel it and make it real, whether it's an autopsy with Dr. Scarpetta or going up in a, you know, basically what's like a SpaceX rocket, you know, with Captain Chase to go, you know, deal with a rogue weapon, some kind of spacecraft that's 22,000 miles above the Earth that's brain damaging satellites of the U.S. and our allies. And you can't see, it's not showing up on radar, whatever's doing this, which is bizarre, and nobody can figure it out. So Callie Chase has got to go up there. Those real people who do that are simply amazing and remarkable. But what I want to encourage people to understand is space is for everybody. It's not just for the geniuses and these physically fit people that can do spacewalks like the ones we've watched. It's about all of us, and the technologies apply to all of us. And the ones that you're going to meet through Captain Chase may very well be ones that some of these people will be doing, some of the audience right now, whether it's flying cars or jetpacks or maybe growing up to go into becoming a guardian with Space Force. You never know.
Well, you take us into space. You sort of looked into the future, and you share that with us in Spin. With us on the program, New York Times bestselling author Patricia Cornwell. Spin now available wherever books are sold. Captain Chase is an interesting lead character, called a brilliant and unusual heroine. This, I understand, what started out as talk about creating a female Bond-like character, and all of a sudden that evolves into Captain Chase.
Well, you know, yes, 4 years ago when I thought I might, I decided I wasn't going to write any more Scarpetta. And by the way, that's not true. I am writing one right now, but we can talk about
fantastic.
That later.
Fantastic.
But the thing is, I was asked, you know, about, there was a lot of talk about a female James Bond. And of course, we already now have things like that. But what it got me thinking about is if I did start all over and created a hero like Scarpetta today, where would I go do the research? Because I wouldn't go back to the medical examiner's office or those or the forensic labs. I've done that. And I thought, I'd go to NASA. And so I started exploring those technologies, not really knowing how I was going to craft a story out of it, because space is not easy to get your hands around. But the thing that was really cool is I discovered that NASA has a protective services department, you know, their own police, in other words. And some of those people are actually scientists also at NASA, if you can imagine. So Callie Chase is also a cyber investigator for NASA. And that means that we can get into crime. And her big adversary is Dr. Neva Wrong, who is the Darth Vader of the biotech billionaire, of basically the tech billionaire world. And I will just add that unlike Scarpetta, the Captain Chase series is supposed to be just a little bit campy because, you know, it's supposed to be kind of fun.
Yes.
And at times you might laugh a little bit, but it's still very serious and suspenseful. But, I follow the research and then I start beginning to realize the story. That's how it always works.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the Scarpetta will be back. That will be good news. People that are reading Red Quantum, now reading Spin, they say, I want more. Are you working on a third book in this series?
Well, I haven't started a third book in this series yet. I mean, I have thoughts about it. But whether it's even the next Captain Chase or even the next Scarpetta, some of these technologies that I've learned you're going to see. And it's not just because science is cool, because not everybody thinks it is. But I will tell you what that you should know is that science is in a magnificent toolbox. And if you want to unlock mysteries and find out, like, the fleck of paint that is the make and model of a car that hit somebody, or the DNA that shows that this serial killer actually took out this victim in a different state, or you want to know maybe where we're from, what's our DNA here on this planet tell us about where we might really be from? Are we really originally from Earth? Do we know that for a fact? Because if you start looking at the science, and the more we discover of all these other planets and out there, that some which may be even more like Earth than we would ever thought, we do need to start questioning the little bit of conceitedness.
Yes.
That might make us think that we're the only things out there. That not only does that sound silly to me, but I find it a very depressing thought, and I don't think it's true.
Well, we're so looking forward to Spin, which is now available. I saw you in an interview say, when I do it well, it makes me happy. You did this well. You must be ecstatic now with all the success you're having with Spin, and we're looking forward to picking up a copy. Available wherever books are sold, I guess. Patricia Cornwell, New York Times bestselling author. Patricia, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.